Mojo, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, Brock. What's going on, my man?
Just another beautiful day. We're getting psyched up for this weekend. I got my co-host, Hunter, with me.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, good to hear from you.
So we're going to kick things off, obviously, by talking about the main event we got going on this Saturday at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo. Now, you're a hype guy. Are you hyped up for this event?
Oh, brother, I don't know any other way. I've had this show circled on my calendar for a long time now. I'm ready to rock. Got a whole bunch of friends in Kalamazoo coming to the show, and it's just going to be a great one, start to finish.
Absolutely. Nice. Well, good. Well, we're all excited for it. Again, it's going to be at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo this Saturday, and we're going to get a good crowd. One thing I always love, and I have so much I want to talk to you about, because even outside of wrestling, you have an impressive resume. But let's talk about just the event itself. What can people expect this Saturday in Kalamazoo?
Oh, man. Well, they can expect a ton of fun from start to finish. We're going to have a bunch of matches. The guys are going to be all kinds of fired up. You're going to see some larger-than-life characters. And personally, yeah, from yours truly, from Mojo Rawley, you're going to see more energy and more hype than you've ever seen out of a single human being in your entire life. I'm going to be running around ragged. I'm going to be going crazy. I'm going to have people out of their seats getting involved with me, and we're just going to have a ton of fun for the whole family. It's going to be a great night, and I just need people to be ready for it, because they're going to get hit with something. They're going to get hit with a lot.
I like it. Well, if people aren't excited now, I think they need to check their pulse, because they may not be alive, man. It's going to be a good
That's
night.
That's what we're talking about.
I actually am. Hunter wants me to wear my Macho Man Randy Savage costume.
I feel like you should.
Could I come in the ring with it? Maybe see what I got.
He pulls it off well, man.
I feel like that's a fantastic idea. I think we need to make this happen.
I love it. I'll get my ass kicked quickly. Now, let's actually talk about, before we focus on your already impressive WWE career, let's go back. As I was telling Hunter, you were an astounding college athlete. You played football at Maryland University, correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, I was looking. You still hold a bunch of records, and I feel really depressed about myself, because I don't think I could even somewhat come close to...
You can run a 40 in 4.7 seconds. That's insane.
4.78 at 302 pounds is what the record says. Is that correct?
That is correct, my man. The kid can move.
Jeez. That's insane. So you were a defensive lineman, right?
Yes, sir. I bounced back and forth between nose this week, tackle this week, and we shuffled around a bit depending on packages and who we were playing. So, yeah, it'd be versatile. That's
either way, I wouldn't want to come across you as being a quarterback. Good God. So now, obviously, you had a fantastic college career, and then you had a little bit of work that you did in the NFL. What was that experience like for you, going from college and then with the Packers and the Arizona Cardinals?
Well, I was coming out of college pretty hot, and unfortunately, I tore my hamstring pretty bad a week before my pro day, so my draft stock kind of tanked at that point. But, you know, I always wanted to play in the NFL, and I went in there to Green Bay on a tryout basis. They brought in almost 30 of us, and after the long weekend, they only signed 3 of us, so that was a weekend where I could really show out. And,
man.
Kind of show the coaches and the organization why they needed me on that team, but... No, I ended up getting released from Green Bay. They had me playing nose guard. I believe I was 295 at the point. The two guys ahead of me were 375 and 360. So I'm a little light for that position.
Yeah, a few pounds they had on you there. Good God.
just a couple, not too many.
So what was the trade?
But yeah, then we went over to Arizona, and everything was going great. And then I got in, you know, again, injuries come back and kind of plagued me a little bit through my career. But, actually, I had a pretty gross one there. Let's see if you got a weak stomach. I tore my calf off, and it rolled up in the back of my knee like a window shade.
Oh, wow. No. God, oh, no. God, I can hear it. I can hear the sound. I can hear that. Thump, 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 thump.
It's like a gunshot.
Oh, man. Go ahead there.
Yeah, so what was the transition into the WWE? I mean, was it always in the back of your mind, or did somebody plant that in the back of your mind? How'd that work?
Well, honestly, the WWE is always the first thing I ever wanted to do when I was a little kid.
Really?
I mean, that was my that was the pinnacle for me, my number one goal in life. And, you know, went the football route because it's easy to sign up for football when you're in grade school. But after I got that injury, the doc said it was career-ending, so I had some time to evaluate. I wasn't willing to accept that, and I kept rehabbing hard, came back. And actually, I was sitting there with the Gronkowski family.
Oh, the Gronks. The Gronks. That's a fun bunch right there.
Oh, they're lunatics. I love it. That's like my second family right there.
Nice.
But we had talked about, you know how badly I wanted to be in the WWE and how we all thought it could be a great fit for me. And, you know, Mr. Gronk, Papa G, was telling me about how his college roommate was Mike Rotunda, the IRS man.
Oh,
WWE.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
So I was like, oh, man, well, we got an in. We got to make a couple phone calls.
Yeah,
we got to make this happen. So he made the call. I went in on a tryout, and the rest is history. Here we are.
And here we are.
And you know what? The odds of getting in the NFL are very slim, but I would think that getting into the WWE would even be slimmer. I mean,
yeah.
You got a lot of people playing, not a lot of people playing NFL, but, you know, the transition, getting into the WWE like that, it's got to be
tough.
I mean, I'll definitely sign off on that statement because there's no conventional path to get started in WWE. It's such a long shot for everyone. And then not only that, not only are you competing against everybody who was in the NFL and isn't this year, but now you're competing against guys in the NBA and guys that were Olympic wrestlers and models actors and everything. Like WWE, we sign people from every walk of life. So you really, when you show up for an audition or a tryout, man, you don't know what your competition is going to be like.
For
it's
sure.
Insane.
Yeah, well, and that just goes to show why I think it's such a fun sport to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you get this group of extremely athletic characters that make it's not like anything else. It's really not like any other sport out there. Which why everyone needs to come to the Wings Event Center this Saturday to watch the WWE live event. Now, I do have a question because in my mind, I always have music playing. Being on the radio, there's always a soundtrack in my life, which is a key component for a wrestler. Is the entrance song? How important to you is that entrance song?
Oh, man, that's your pregame music. That's taking me back to my football days when I'm sitting in the locker room and I'm trying to get my head right before the big game. But that last song you got on your iPod or whatever you're listening to, to get going. So my entrance music, you know, as the hype guy, as the guy that brings all the energy, mine's pretty upbeat, man. It'll get you fired
nice.
up.
Nice.
Got the bass kicking and get the place rocking.
That's
and then
right.
Here we come. Malcolm's Mojo Rally to do my thing.
And you know what? It's got to be a pretty short song running a 4.740.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
we didn't even get to the intro.
It's not linear anymore. We're flying all over the place. We're running back and forth, screaming, hooting, howling all over the place. Having a little bit of fun.
Oh, that's great. Now, let's already, again, it being in the WWE, you've already stacked up some pretty impressive stats, including WrestleMania 33. You won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Talk about that experience. What was that like being a wrestler for you and coming in and also, you know, always wanting to do WWE and be a wrestler? What was that feeling like for you when you won that?
Well, I mean, the easiest way to say it is when you're in the NFL, you dream of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in the WWE, you dream of that big WrestleMania moment. And, you know, there's guys out there that, you know, have been in the WWE for a decade or longer and, you know, haven't had a WrestleMania moment. And for me, you know, this first one, it was just cool to be a part of it. You know, it was in Orlando where I now live, and it's kind of in our backyard, kind of the new hub of wrestling in Orlando, Florida, and here's Mania. And, you know, coming down this ramp, which was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. The ramp actually came out of, like, the upper concourse of the arena. Like, it was insane. You're pretty much walking out of the sky. And you come down and you have this moment to just kind of take it all in, a sold-out show. And, it's, you know, it just kind of dawns on you, man, this is it. This is why you've been grinding your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah,
moment
man.
You've been waiting for. And to step in that ring with 32 other guys competing for the same dream, for the same cause, and knowing that you're a long shot coming in because you're one of 33 and you got the Big Show and Braun Strowman and Mark Henry and all these massive individuals.
Good God.
To, in the end, be the last one standing and come out and have the big win with my friends and my family there. It was just, that was the best moment of my life. It was unspeakable. It was insane. I mean, I still look back at it now, and I'm like, man, I must have been dreaming. This isn't real life. That actually happened.
This isn't real. There's no way. And that's so awesome, man. And congrats on the success and the continued success. And we're really excited to see you this Saturday again at Kalamazoo at the Wings Event Center. Now, one of our favorite things, Hunter and I were talking about this before, is at any WWE event, any wrestling event, really, whether it's some of the early ones where they have them in gymnasiums. You look at back some of the old pictures, there's always been signs. There's always been people that make some creative ass signs. Mm-hmm. Do you ever, like, I'm sure you're in the moment, you're focused on the match, but have you ever caught a glimpse of a sign and you're like, huh, that's funny? Or, like, has there ever been a sign that's thrown you off when you've been wrestling?
Oh, man. Well, once the match starts, I don't look at signs anymore, but you better believe on my entrance, because of the fact that I'm all over the place. If I see a good sign, I'm going to respond to it. And especially if it's something about me, I will take that sign. I will bring it in the ring with me. I'll run around with it. We'll make a whole big production and ordeal out of it before I hand it back to whoever made it. But,
we're going to make a sign for you,
ridiculous.
Man.
I don't know how they let them in the arena with them sometimes.
Yeah, they have two sides, and they only show them the one side. Like, see, it's nothing bad.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, man. Well, I love it. Well, it's going to be a killer event this Saturday. Wings Event Center, Kalamazoo. It's WWE Live. People are in for a show. And I was looking up, you got some finishing moves, and I always like seeing like what the finishing moves are. Did you pick those? Do you have a coach that's like, no, I think this is a strong move for you? Because you got the hyperdrive, which is your finishing move, or one of your finishing moves. I've always been curious about how those are picked, how you settle on those ones.
Well, you know, it's kind of the coaches will help you. They'll kind of plant you some ideas, kind of show you finishing maneuvers from the past. But it's really up to you as an athlete to, you know, kind of decipher what suits your skill set the best. You know, what are your strengths as an athlete, as a performer, and, you know, you go out there and deliver the most devastating thing that you can possibly do. And, you know, for me, I've had a little bit of fun with it, kind of combining that. There you go, that 4.7840.
Yep.
Kind of throwing all that together with all the weight room stats that I had, finding a move that can kind of best announce to the world who Mojo Rawley is and how he's going to finish his opponent. So nice. You're going to have to check that out on Saturday, baby, because I'm ready to lay somebody out.
Yeah.
Give them the punchline. We're giving them the hyperdrive. Either way, it's that 1-2-3, and it's going to be a big post-match celebration in Kalamazoo.
And just so you know, my finishing move, if you ever see it, it's called the slap and run. I just slap and then I run. I get out of there real quick. That's what I do.
I'll tell you what, man. If we're there, you're gonna have to give me some chest chops. It's kind of my thing.
Yes, and break my hand in the process. Great.
I mean, that's so bad. You don't even have to run, man. We'll high five afterwards.
Hey, either way, I'm getting a dislocated shoulder from the process.
It happens.
I got one last one for you, man. Growing up watching the WWE and now being in it, did you have a favorite wrestler growing up, and did you get to meet him? How was that?
Oh, man. Well, my favorite wrestler of all time has always been The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh my God. I love The Ultimate Warrior.
Nice.
Oh, man. Just unmatched intensity, unmatched energy, the way he would come flying to the ring. I mean, if there's one guy I've studied more than anyone, it's him.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I get half of my ideas for wrestling come from Warrior, you know, watching him run to the ring and just seeing, you know, oh, man, everything that he does in the ring is just, it get me so amped up. I'd be running around as a kid watching him, and it was insane. And, you know, to be honest with you, going into WrestleMania 30, I was still in NXT, so I wasn't up on Raw or SmackDown or anything yet.
Yeah.
But I went into WrestleMania 30 with the sole intent of meeting Warrior. That was the number one guy that I wanted to meet, and I got to meet a lot of legends, a lot of amazing talent for us over the past several decades. But the one guy I did not get to meet was Warrior, and unfortunately he passed away not long after that, which was devastating for the entire WWE community and family.
The rest
but
of the world.
Yeah, even though I never got to meet him, I always feel like I kind of got to know him at least a little bit.
You got him there in spirit, that's for sure. Yeah. And that, we're reading up on you, obviously, the hype is the big thing. Everyone says that you're just a ball of energy, and I'm really excited to see it, man. That makes for good wrestling right there. Yeah. So, again, everyone come out this Saturday. We are going to be at the Wings Event Center, WWE Live, a night full of action. I believe the show starts at 7:30, and it's going to be a killer time. Last question I have for you, if you could wrestle anyone, and it may be Ultimate Warrior, but if you could wrestle anyone from any decade, whether it's, you know, from the very beginning or to now, who would it be?
Oh, man, well 100%. It's Mojo Rawley versus the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. Who's going to get tired first?
Nobody. It just goes for hours, and hours turn into days, and you guys are still going at it.
That's awesome.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up.
Exactly.
Sorry.
All right, sounds good. Well, hey, Mojo, good luck. We will see you on Saturday. Thank you so much for the time, man.
Thank you very much, guys. Let's do it, baby.
All right. Later, bud.